got ourselves another regional radio Dream Team athlete as Caitlin McGinnity, representing DeSoto Girls Track and Field, joins us here. And a little bit more special than just a Dream Team athlete, as the senior Caitlin McGinnity is the Girls Track and Field Athlete of the Year. So a pretty cool honor for her to wrap things up in her high school career at DeSoto. Caitlin, kind of take us through how you found out and your reaction when you heard that you, out of all of the track and field athletes in girls track and field, that you were the one selected as the Athlete of the Year.
So I found out on Twitter. I was tagged in it, so I quickly got on the radio to listen to it. And I couldn't believe it, honestly. That's such a big accomplishment and great honor for all these coaches to vote for me and everything and just be Athlete of the Year. It's crazy.
You were in a class that was obviously very, very tough, and you know, a lot of great respect for the girls' track and field athletes around here. One of them was Abby McMillan of Festus, and then you also had Amy Martin of Fox, Megan Aubuchon of St. Genevieve, and another local talent, Emma Shirley of Crystal City. Now, I know you don't really get to necessarily interact with a lot of them and see them at every meet, but they obviously were very impressive as well to get on this Dream Team. So the fact that you, of those five, were voted as Athlete of the Year says a lot about you, doesn't it?
Yeah, honestly, I know those girls. Well, I know them for sure by their names, and they're all crazy great athletes, and it's just crazy that, I don't know, honestly, I didn't even expect any of this.
Yeah, it's one of those things when you don't expect it and something happens, it's a pretty awesome feeling. And you know, you were the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week after you won the district championship in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles, and was also part of that 4x 400 meter relay team that won districts. And one of the comments that Coach Terry Frank, your coach, said was that you were a beast. And you said, well, you know what? I'm not the only one on this team that's a beast. Talk about how your team made you a better track and field athlete.
Just all around, just talking to everyone, and the way that we all, like, run off each other. We all push each other to our limits. And Erica Miller, she's one in particular who, we do anything past a 400, I'm right there trying to keep up with her. And if we're doing anything past a 200 or lower, she's trying to stay with me. We just all push each other to become what Frank says, the beast.
Hey, I want to jump ahead to a little bit of your state results. After you did win districts, you and I did talk, and you mentioned that you wanted to set the school record in the 100-meter hurdles, and you came pretty close, but even though you didn't, I know you're really happy with the result, a 14.99 100-meter hurdle run, a personal record for you. And that was good enough to get you an All-State medal as well. And then in the 300-meter hurdles, you had another personal record at state this year of 45.47 in the 300 hurdles, also good enough to make All-State. The fact that you were even in the running for a chance to, you know, set a school record, and then you wind up doing personal best in the 100 and 300. What are your thoughts about that, to be as good as you are and in that position to possibly accomplish those things?
Well, honestly, I wasn't at all where I wanted to be ending my season, but I made so many more accomplishments. Like the state meet, I PR'd in both of my best events, so I don't know, I couldn't be any happier. The 14.99, I just wanted to break 15. After I knew I wasn't going to get the record anymore, then I just wanted to break it. And then after my race is over, I went to Coach G. She's our sprints coach, and she told me that Frank was up there praying. That he said, "Lord, please get her under 15," and I got a 14.99.
So prayer answered. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You obviously were quite phenomenal throughout your 4 years at DeSoto, and I don't know if I asked you this question when you were a district champion or not, but I'll ask it now. What's the experience been like? How have you become a better person, a better athlete with your time at DeSoto?
Well, I've become a better person and a better leader. Everything we do just is for a reason, and we all work together. I just feel like I've learned to be a better teammate along, because we all get along mostly, most of the time, but we all know our buttons, and we turned a big family, and we just learn more about each other. And I think it's just helped me become a better person because I've known my limits. I know how to like make others feel good about themselves. I work with others, and it's not just all about me.
Right. Very true. Very true. Good answer, by the way. I want to go ahead and you are the athlete of the year in girls track and field. And I just wanted to ask you, how have people around you, how have your teammates, how have your coaches, how have your family and friends reacted to that bit of news?
Oh, wow. So the last couple of days, my phone has been blowing up with congratulations. And that was the first thing. As soon as my parents saw it on Facebook, it went viral, went all over. Then all my coaches were sharing it, and they were all just kind of like congratulating me. It's a big accomplishment, and I'm glad that I was with all these coaches and my family to be there supporting me and my teammates. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it sure does seem that way. This year, your senior year, conference champion in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles, wound up getting the JCAA conference MVP. Again, district champion in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles, as also a part of the 4x400 meter relay district championship team. You qualified for state in the 100 and 300 meter hurdles after being a sectional champ in the 300 meter hurdles. You also qualified for state, your team did, in the 4x2 and the 4x4 relays as well. And I mean, as I'm listing off these accomplishments, it's just mind-blowing what you've been able to do in your senior year at DeSoto. As you sort of look back and reflect on your time as a Dragon, what are a meet or a moment or a conversation that really stands out to you?
I don't know. There's actually a lot of them that actually stand out to me. Just Frank's talks and G's talks, our girl talks whenever we were just telling each other and bringing each other up. It's just, I had a great, great senior year of the Dragon, great 4 years. I'm honestly really going to miss it. After we came back from state, I just kind of sat there in the parking lot looking at everyone, packing their stuff up and getting to their cars, just thinking that was it.
Yeah, sort of a bittersweet moment as you, I'm sure, are well prepared for college as you're going to be running track and field, running track. Maybe you're doing some field events at Maryville University. Kind of take us through what you do plan on doing there and what you hope to accomplish as a college track and field athlete.
Well, my coach, Vince Bingham, he seems to be wanting me to do the heptathlon, so I will be throwing, so it'll be different, and I'm actually pretty excited for it. I'm wanting to keep running and trying to keep my times going lower and lower.
All right, good deal. Caitlin, that's all I got for you. If you have anyone you want to give a personal shout-out to as the athlete of the year for girls track and field, if there's anyone you want to give a shout-out to, go ahead.
Yeah, I first want to shout-out to all the coaches that voted for me. Thank you so much. I wanted to shout out to all the coaches that trained me, Coach Hyde, Coach Young, Frank, Coach G, Solomon, who didn't quite coach me, but she was there enough to bug me through all the entire way, my family and friends and athletes who all were there, talked to me and supported me and just cheered me on. And then a big shout out to Erica Miller for pushing me when times got tough. She's going to be one heck of a athlete when she comes her senior year.
All right, good deal. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Girls Track and Field Athlete of the Year, Caitlin McGinnity, representing the DeSoto Dragons one last time here as a member of the 2019 Regional Radio Spring Dream Team. Caitlin, best of luck to you at Maryville, and we look forward to some conversations about success there.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that is Caitlin McGinnity once again, our Athlete of the Year for Girls Track and Field, joining us on Regional Radio.